your top five in the phone there.
Mama.
Yeah?
That's probably the call.
Please go ahead.
Mama, mama.
Bemba.
The Bemba can be here.
Zambian beers. Zambian.
And Voice News, your global link.
President Hichilema commended for promoting national unity ahead of elections. Opposition United Front for a Strong Foundation dismisses prospects of united opposition. And fighting resumes in Eastern DRC in violation of ceasefire deal. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Governance expert Davis Lipindula has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for re-emphasizing the importance of peaceful coexistence and national unity as the country heads towards the August pause. Last Friday, President Hakainde Hichilema updated the country on the progress made in the application of national values and principles with a call to unite and coexist in this election year. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lipindula said the head of state's appeal for peaceful engagement among citizens, including those holding divergent views, demonstrates leadership and commitment to democratic principles. The opposition is a very important stakeholder in governance and the president's call is timely, said Mr. Lipindula. He noted that fostering peaceful coexistence and open dialogue will help strengthen the country's democratic space and ensure credible electoral processes. Meanwhile, Mr. Lipindula has called on government to invest in more in the promotion of artisanal mining to enable greater citizenship participation in the sector. He said enhanced support for artisanal miners would not only empower local communities, but also complement the government's efforts to curb illegal mining.
I want to encourage the president that his call is timely, that there should be peaceful existence and dialogue with those who have different views. This is the governance system that we chose in 1990. Therefore, it's commendable that the president will promote that. Also, on governance issues, I think continuous strengthening of the rule of law and the fight against corruption is welcome. Because once we allow corruption to go scot-free, national resources, which are supposed to be used for national development, are tempered with. I think also on the issue of mining.
Political analyst Bizek Piri says a recent announcement by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, clearing all cabinet ministers who are being investigated for corruption by the commission has raised concerns. The commission recently concluded that ministers from the United Party for National Development, UPND government, who are facing corruption allegations, had no cases to answer. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Professor Piri said the declaration does not appear to be in tandem with previous findings from the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, and reflections in the Corruption Perception Index. Such an announcement from the SEC could be a sign of a lack of separation of powers and continued government involvement in the justice system, alleged Professor Piri. He warned that without genuine separation of powers, the justice system risks continued manipulation and may appear to favor certain groups. Professor Piri has since called for strengthened institutional independence, emphasizing that allowing the judiciary to operate freely is essential for it to function effectively.
The issue of separation of powers not being respected and they have not been identified with. That's what we are seeing what is happening now. Where we are coming from, if you look at the history of Zambia, Parliament had the authority because when people are being appointed to some like AC to go and sit on that board, it was not the head of state appointing those, it was Parliament. which was setting up a committee, and that committee worked on its own independently. So when that committee was looking at the rights, they were not looking at what to serve the interests of the appointing authority.
Opposition United Front for a Strong Foundation leader Brian Chisengalumbo says calls for a united opposition are unlikely to materialize, arguing that most political parties in the country do not share common values. Mr. Chisengalumbwe has also questioned the manner in which political alliances have been formed, saying that many are driven by selfish interests to attain power rather than by shared principles and ideology. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices' chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisengalumbwe said any meaningful unity among opposition political parties must be anchored on common values. The sentiments that the opposition must unite to unseat the current head of state is not issue-based. Values must be what bring people together, said Mr. Chisengalumbwe. He added that the current opposition comprises recycled leaders who, in his view, do not have aligned values to effectively serve the Zambian people. Mr. Chisengalumbwe further urged the opposition to drive issue-based politics instead of engaging in name-calling, which he say does not improve the lives of citizens.
Now, with that, you talk about an alliance. What is UPND failing to do that the alliance is telling they'll come and change? Nothing. So basically, UPND and the alliance are all the problem. The solution does not lie within the political environment. It lies outside. You must be able to break down a problem and before you can even begin to think of a solution. If you are focusing on the problem, you are halfway towards failing. So going into the election, if things continue as they are, we've failed already. We are going to have recycled leaders. The first cabinet will be a disaster.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government's decision through the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock to restrict the importation of livestock and livestock products from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease, FMD, in that country. The measures implemented through the Department of Veterinary Services aims to prevent the spread of a highly contagious disease into Zambia. CTPD researcher Mukuka Chilalika says FMD poses significant risks to Zambia's livestock subsector, particularly for smallholder farmers whose livelihoods depend on cattle, goats and other cloven-hoofed livestock. This development, however, underscores the importance of sustained public investment in livestock disease surveillance and early warning systems, said Mr. Chilalika in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that while the temporal import restrictions could lead to short-term supply adjustments, they offer an opportunity to strengthen domestic livestock production and reduce reliance on imports. Mr. Chilalika has therefore urged the government to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers, including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource-constrained smallholders.
While the temporary import restrictions could lead to short-term supply adjustments, they offer an opportunity to strengthen domestic livestock production and reduce reliance on imports. CTPD therefore urges the government to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers, including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource-constrained smallholders. For Zambia to build a self-sufficient and resilient livestock subsector, strategic public investment, institutional capacity, and proactive risk management will be essential to prevent disease outbreaks.
In foreign news, fighting between the Congolese army and the paramilitary AFC M23 has resumed in eastern DRC, despite the ceasefire proposed last week by Angola's President João Lourenço. Both sides accuse each other of violations. Kinshasa says the rebels are looking to strengthen their position while continuing diplomatic talks, but M23 categorically rejects the accusations. They say that government forces are behind the hostilities, citing strikes and ground offensives targeting their positions and surrounding areas. Coming up shortly, violence erupts in Mexico after drug lord El Mencho killed. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV